Proclamation number 8197, dated the June 24, 1962. Weak faith or unbelief. Faith has become exceedingly weak amongst humanity. People certainly know all doctrines regarding me as their God and Creator, but not everything they are told as truth they accept as such. They often also dismiss those teachings which correspond to the truth because they themselves either lack the ability to examine them or they don't take the right path in order to be able to examine them. The direct path to me, who would truly grant them the realization of truth. And what people are taught by those who deem themselves authorized is usually also devoid of truth. It is spoiled spiritual knowledge which no longer corresponds to the truth because it was adopted as tradition without any kind of scrutiny, and these doctrines are now demanded to be unreservedly accepted, so that even the thinking person will not scrutinize them himself in order to be able to distinguish truth from error. For he is able to do so if he seriously desires the pure truth and turns to me myself. And thus humanity has lost its faith so that often it does not even want to acknowledge a God and Creator anymore, and as a result cannot ascertain its earthly path and recognize its purpose and goal. Even people's relationship to their God and Creator cannot be made clear to them. Consequently, they don't know my will, the fulfillment of which would grant them brightest enlightenment. And so no one strives to take the path back to me if he lacks faith to such an extent that he even doubts the existence of a God and Creator. First, a person has to regain this faith again, which, however, he can gain because he is able to think, and because he will also be helped to think correctly when it concerns such inner thoughts as to what kind of relationship he is as a created being with the power which had created him. He can attain faith if only he wants to, if he reflects on questions which relate to his existence on this earth. For the beings of light will always take care of him and instruct him mentally, and this according to truth, providing he is interested in gaining the truth. However, in that case he will soon find out that it is his Creator's will that the human being should live a life of love. He will know it because the sense of what is good and what is bad is inherent in himself, and because he has a silent admonisher within himself who will tell him his will. And if he lives according to his inner feelings, his faith will soon come alive in him. He will know that his inner sense is right, that a being exists from whose power he arose and that this being pursues him with its love. For he will soon recognize the wise path he is being led along, which clearly demonstrate to him the existence of such a power to whom he owes his existence. And once he has gained this faith, he will also mentally turn to this being and, because he recognizes its great power, voluntarily subordinate himself to it, allowing himself to be guided and also appeal to this powerful being for its support. Because he feels weak but does not want to act in opposition to this power. It follows that he subordinates his will to the eternal deity's will, then he can also be certain that he will be seized by him and that I will never let go of him again until he has united with me, until he has fulfilled the earthly task he was given for his existence on earth, and which only ever consists of recognizing his God and Father and striving towards him. Of submitting to his will, that he therefore acknowledges the One again as his God and Father of eternity from whom he once turned away of his own free will and thereby fell into the abyss, from which he irrevocably has to return to higher spheres again, and for this purpose lives on earth. The human being must learn to have faith, and truthful knowledge must be presented to him, then he will be able to believe. For he will recognize God as his Father and long for his love, which will be granted to him without limit because he once emerged from my love. However, I cannot force him in any way to believe in teachings which relate to the spiritual realm, to me myself as God and Creator. He must gain this faith himself, and he will certainly find it by merely living a life of love, by making an effort to overcome selfish love and change it into unselfish neighborly love. Therefore he will be driven from within, since this is the working of my divine spark of love, which will always try to induce him to do good for unselfish reasons and whose urging he only needs to comply with. For every act of love grants him light, he will understand increasingly more what he is expected to believe and accept it, and his faith will come alive. Amen.